Tuesday night, Bar Halacha.
Okay, sometimes it could happen. Some it never happened to you, but there are people that it happens to, that you put something in your mouth without making a bracha. And you realize afterwards, while it's still in your mouth, that you didn't make a bracha. So let's talk today about liquids. If you have, you drank something and you didn't make the bracha rishona, so if you have other liquids to drink, and it's not a problem, so it's, you spit it out. It's not tashkes, you spit it out, that's the first thing you do. If he, let's say you're on a trip, you're going with Rabbi Safir on his trips, or you're a Chilean miner and very little, right, you have to measure out, or maybe it's Mountain Dew that someone brought you from America, so you have to measure out like every little bit. You can't just spit it out. Like, so if you don't have enough mashkin, then if it's a little bit, then you could really do what it says to do by ochel, which is sort of put it to the side of your mouth and make the bracha, even though part of it's in your mouth. Really, in halacha, in the Rishonim, in the Gemara, you really can't do that with mashke. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, if it's only a little mashke, then you really could. So that's the second option. So the first option is to spit it out. If you have other liquid, other mashke, just spit it out. If you are dochuk for mashke, then if you can, if it's only a little, and you could sort of move it to the side and make the bracha, that's what you should do. And if you can't do that, then you could swallow it, and you without a bracha by mashke. Again, if you only have a little, so then you swallow it. You make a bracha achrona if you drank a shear.